read, read books, books. Read, read books, books. Read, read books, books. Hold them in your hand, and you'll hippity hoppity clippity cloppity off to a different land.
Land. I bet it is. Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our book pick segment. It is a delight to have you with us, as it always is. If you check your calendar, it is Tuesday. If you check your watch, it's 11:16, and that means it's time for book picks. Susanna Hermans of Oblong Books in Millerton and Rhinebeck joins us this morning to present some of the finest authors and books that are making their way to store shelves this very season. And it's a pleasure to welcome Susanna back to the program. How are you, my friend?
Hi, Joe. I'm doing well. It's always so lovely to join you.
Well, we love having you here. And I have to admit one thing, which is when I printed out the script this morning, every page came out good except the one that I have your book picks on. So I have about every like fourth one has a line through it and I can't read it. So if I say, so what's the next book? You'll know why.
No worries. I got you.
You're the best. All right. So, where would you like to begin?
Oh my gosh. So obviously it's Black History Month. So I thought yes. I would take my time today to, talk about some fantastic books by Black authors. The first one I want to mention is, so do you remember the book that came out a few years ago, Notorious RBG?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So that book was obviously about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but it was a super accessible biography, really, really fun to read, and was a massive, super duper hit. So the editor of that book has edited a new book in a similar format. It is called Ida B. The Queen, The Extraordinary Life and Legacy of Ida B. Wells. And what's amazing about this book is that it is written by Michelle Duster, who is Ida B. Wells' great-granddaughter.
Mm.
And this book is just, you know, I feel like the more I live through these last few years, the more I really start to appreciate how hard it must have been for activists of yesteryear, considering how hard it is for activists today. I mean, Ida B. Wells is one of these Black history heroes that we maybe know her name, but we maybe don't really know that much about her. So I would highly recommend picking this up. This woman was lauded by Frederick Douglass. She was a key figure in the early civil rights movement in the U.S., and she the FBI deemed her a dangerous Negro agitator. So you know this book is going to be filled with some really interesting stories.
Absolutely.
So I would definitely pick it up. And I think it's also done in a way that even if you're not a big biography reader, you're going to be able to plow right through this.
It's Ida B., The Queen, The Extraordinary Life and Legacy of Ida B. Wells by Michelle Duster. Okay, up next.
Next up is a book that comes out today. Now, a lot of our bookstores have been shoveling out snow, so maybe don't try to come get it today. Give us till tomorrow to unpack our boxes. But the book is 400 Souls, A Community History of African America, 1619 to 2019. And it is edited by Ibram Kendi and Keisha Blaine. You, I'm sure, know Ibram Kendi's name.
Yeah.
He is an incredible historian. And he, along with Keisha Blaine, have put together this super unique one-volume community history of African Americans. They assembled 90 different writers, each of whom is going to take on a five-year period in this 400-year span. So this is going to be this year's big book that everyone is going to be reading and talking about. I haven't gotten to check it out yet. It is next on my pile. But I think the unique format, and also it's like each piece is, they're not just all essays, you know, there's different formats of pieces within the book. And I think the diversity of voices that they brought to tell the story is going to be just, it's going to be really good.
Just a programming note that Dr. Kendi, who has been on our panel and on our program and is a friend, and we love him very much, and Dr. Blaine will both be on the show on Thursday of next week. So
fabulous.
There you go. All right. Next.
Next up. So this is a book I am currently in the middle of reading, Black Futures, edited by Kimberly Drew and Jenna Wortham. It came out like a month ago, I want to say, maybe two. It's part art book, part essay collection. They have collected works from Black writers and artists and assembled them into this stunning sort of small coffee table book. I mean, I say small, it's kind of a small trim size, but it's like 500 pages long, all full color, glossy pages. And what they're doing here is they're telling the story of what it means to be Black and alive today. There are all kinds of different things in this book, and most of the pieces are pretty short, one or two pages. Some of them are just pieces of art. There's a few recipes. There's tweets. There's poetry. There's full essays. A book like this just hasn't existed before, and I'm so excited that it does, and I hope that it's something that we will see more of in the years to come.
That's terrific. It sounds amazing. And the title again is?
Black Futures, edited by Kimberly Drew and Jenna Wortham.
All right. Next up.
Next up, we have a really powerful work of nonfiction, The Devil You Know, A Black Power Manifesto by Charles Blow. Charles is a stunning author and journalist, and he has put together this powerful manifesto that's a call to action for Black Americans to amass political power and fight white supremacy. This is one of the most anticipated books of the spring, and I think it's going to be a really mind-opening read. He writes in the book, after centuries of waiting for white majorities to overturn white supremacy, it seems to me that it has fallen to Black people to do it themselves. So this is a true call to action for Black Americans. And I think it's going to be really powerful.
An amazing opinion writer for The New York Times. He also, a few years ago, wrote a memoir, which is required reading, too. It's absolutely beautiful, and I look forward to this book as well. The Devil You Know, A Black Power Manifesto. Okay.
Now, moving over to fiction, I need to call out a novel that I think is really special. It's called How the One-Armed Sister Sweeps Her House by Cherry Jones. It's a debut novel. It's her first book.
Okay, that wins title of the year already, doesn't it? I know it's January, but...
Like, you're like, what? Tell me more about this book. If you liked Marlon James, I think you'll like this book. And it's set in Barbados, and it's about these four people whose lives intertwine, both Black folks who are native to the islands and white folks who have come to live in this paradise. And of course, there are conflicts within that story. It's an intense read. If you like really visceral, emotional, heart-wrenching stories, this one is for you. And I think she is a great new voice in literary fiction.
That's terrific. How the One-Armed Sister Sweeps Her House by Cherry Jones.
And I would be remiss if I did not mention a book that we are all very excited about. Won't be out until the end of March, but it's The Hill We Climb, An Inaugural Poem for the Country by Amanda Gorman, a woman who has become a household name in this last couple of weeks. She, of course, was the poet for President Biden's inauguration.
Yes.
They are putting out an edition that's just that poem in a beautiful gift edition. They pushed up the date. It's now going to publish on March 30th, so I would suggest pre-ordering it now. But we're super excited for that. And also, she has two other books coming out this fall. One is her debut poetry collection, and the other is a picture book for kids. And we're honored to have her on our shelves.
I'm sure I'm not the only human that, as she was speaking, I was looking up at my local independent bookstore to find out, oh, what else has this woman written? Because I need to read everything. So
she's
the fact is we haven't missed anything.
Talent.
Yeah, really. Absolutely. If it missed anything, it'll be out, and that's great. And it's Amanda Gorman, of course, The Hill We Climb, an inaugural poem, and it'll be out at the end of March. Okay, next up.
Great. Next up, moving into the kids' book space, I wanted to mention a picture book that is really special. So I'd say this is for young kids, maybe ages 3 to 6. It's called Watch Me, A Story of Immigration and Inspiration by Dwayne Richards, illustrated by Joe Cepeda. It's a picture book. It's based on the author's his father's story of immigrating to the United States from Sierra Leone and the challenges that he faced coming to a new country, leaving behind his home, coming to a new country where maybe you didn't feel so welcome. And it's an amazing book about feeling different and noticing differences in others, which is a really important subject when you're, you know, trying to raise young kids and teach them about race and racism. And this is a great book that will help parents do that. It's a beautiful story, and it's a great way to introduce the idea of immigration to young children.
Oh, that is terrific. Amazing stuff. Okay, next up.
Okay, and last but not least, I want to mention a new book series for young kids. I'd say ages 6 to 9. They are chapter books. And so you may remember in the last few years, Chelsea Clinton has published some picture books under the title She Persisted, and they're histories of women. So they've now taken that brand of She Persisted, and they are doing they've hired amazing award-winning children's book authors to write chapter book biographies of important women. So I wanted to particularly call out the biography of Claudette Colvin, by Lisa Klein Ransom. Lisa is one of our local authors, and she is a spectacular children's book writer. She's written numerous award-winning biographies for kids. And there's also a book on Harriet Tubman that's done by Andrea Davis Pinkney. And Andrea is also a incredible writer and book editor. And these are just great ways to introduce your kids to these historical figures in a way that brings them to modern day. It makes you be able to connect with them as if their stories are happening today. And I will also mention that later this year, that series is going to bring out books about Florence Griffith Joyner and Ruby Bridges. So there's lots of great stuff coming down the pipeline with those.
Terrific stuff. You know, I have to say, I know of their booksellers have talked about this book, which is probably why you didn't, but one of the best books I've read this year, and I know, again, it's only January, but I am still absolutely stunned by Robert Jones Jr.'s The Prophets. I don't know if you've read that yet, but that book...
I have not read it yet, but my goodness, it's flying off the shelves.
It's insanely good. It takes place during slavery and in the South and on a cotton plantation, where these two men are in love, and they have been for a long time, and they continue to be until there's an act of betrayal, and the way that it is set up and goes back and forth and brings you to just these different worlds and different places and different times. It is absolutely gorgeous. And he's going to be a guest on the book show in a week or two. But when you read a book and it just, you feel like you've been changed and you probably will never get over it. That's the way I feel about this book. And if anyone gets a chance, it's a beautiful, beautiful read and by an amazing voice in Black fiction. So, and just in fiction,
that's
of course.
Wonderful.
So really good stuff. So what else do you, we have about a minute and a half, if not longer. So what else is going on there? Because I know there's all kinds of cool events. I think I have a date with you all, don't I?
You sure do. Yeah, we have a lot of great events coming up. I will mention tonight at 7 o'clock, we have a virtual event with the authors of a book called In Case You Get Hit by a Bus, which is all about having to prepare yourself for when the end does come, having all your affairs in order. That's going to be a really great one. So you can sign up on our website. And then, yes, we have lots of other great events this month, but I will mention on Wednesday the 17th, Joe, you'll be in conversation with Elizabeth Colbert for her new book, right. Under a White Sky, The Nature of the Future.
Which is amazing. And, of course, Elizabeth Colbert is a friend of the program. She does her panel, and she's Williamstown resident and Massachusetts. And she, of course, is a staff writer of The New Yorker and is an amazing writer and on climate issues. And this new book is no exception. So I look forward to that conversation very much. Really, really good stuff. Yeah. So otherwise, things are going well in your world. People are showing up and doing what they need to do.
You know, they are, and I'm so grateful for it. I'm just so glad we got through 2020 and are moving forward.
We got through that crappy year, and now, and now we can move on and do new stuff. That's really, really good.
Yeah.
Well, for more information on Oblong Books and Music and the great work they do, you can visit them in Rhinebeck and Millerton and online at oblongbooks.com. Susanna Hermans, you are the best. I thank you so much. Love to you and the family and the whole group down there. And thank you for all you do. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Right back at you.
All right. Thank you. Again, you can find out more. You can also see the list on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. The roundtable continues after this short break.